This is the South Storage Podcast, where we share the knowledge and skills from the industry's leading investors, developers, and operators to help you launch and grow your South Storage business. Your host, Scott Myers, over the past 18 years has acquired, developed, converted, and syndicated nearly 5 million square feet of South Storage nationwide. With the help of his incredible team at SouthStorageInvesting.com, who has helped thousands of people achieve greatness in South Storage.
All right, let's try one more time, everybody. Good morning. All right, the Q3 Self Storage Mastermind. Let's give her a round of applause. Okay. The one thing that there's many things that I love about the Mastermind, and there's many things that we do by design, and consistency is one of those. And so, you know, as we launch this morning, and we're going to talk a little bit again more about what we're about, some of the changes and the things that we do, and in the name of consistency, we're consistently running behind when we start the meeting. So I know that some people appreciate that. Nobody at the back table does, but it's all good. It'll all work out. So thankful to be here. And what a great venue. Can we just give another round of applause for Cheryl? I know some folks are looking for those that live in Arizona and Florida and other parts of the country. They like that a reprieve and 48, 49 degrees in the morning for your walk or hanging out and doing whatever you do in the morning is welcome. And yesterday was just fantastic for those that participated as well. So I, for one, am thankful to be here. I spent a lot of time in Colorado early on in my corporate career with AT&T, Lucent Technologies. Our training center was in Inglewood, and I realized how much I love this state. And oceans are fantastic, but the mountains, I think, I got to say, I'm a mountain guy, especially by water, and the things we get to do here, it's just a great venue. So whoever suggested this, you know, again, we go to these venues because you guys suggest it, and so whoever did, kudos to you, and I'll buy you an extra drink at dinner tonight because I love being here. Okay, so the Self Storage Mastermind has been built upon, as we've stated before, the true mastermind, from the true mastermind principles from Napoleon Hill and from his book, Thinking Grow Rich. And we haven't deviated away from that. Again, you see the mastermind name thrown around a lot in our industry, whether it be in self-storage or in a guru land or in a real estate or in other instances. And not that there's any one way that is better than the other, but what we've decided is to stick to the true principles of the Napoleon Hill's mastermind, and that is a group of rock stars that are in the same industry that are growing and scaling together. This is our focus. It's on self-storage. It's on growth, growing and scaling, and as it says on the banners and as it says on the screen, it's about community capital and deal flow. So we focus on a community of rock stars that are at a certain level. You can't, not everybody that wants to be in the Self-Storage Mastermind gets an opportunity to sit in this room at the Self-Storage Mastermind. It is also about deal flow, and it's about capital partners and matching the two together. Again, we've seen there's an awful lot of folks that throw around the name Mastermind, and it is truly just another repackaged name for a three-day event or a two-day event, and that is not what this is about. You are the elite group of self-storage rock stars in this country that are growing and scaling and making it happen, and it is my honor, as well as the rest of the folks at the back table, to be able to moderate. I'd like to say that I lead, but that's the beauty of the mastermind, is you guys are the leaders leading all of us together. And it is the collective intelligence, as Napoleon Hill said, that allows us to reach greater heights. And guys, it's pretty cool to see. And I don't want to run behind on time since we're already running behind on time. The stuff that's happening in the group right now, I continue to get more and more excited about. The business is being done, and truly what we set out to do when we began this whole process is now coming to fruition and seeing everybody doing business and doing it together. Because when we started in April 7th, 2015 in Las Vegas with a small group of folks using a laptop on the lap because the cord wasn't long enough to get up to the TV in our suite of plan in Hollywood, which isn't even around in Las Vegas any longer, the goal is to create a group of self-storage rock stars that can grow and scale and do business together. And it's happening, and it's great to see. Shortly after that, we went out to Napa and the group began to grow. But from the beginning, nothing has changed. It is a community that is all about capital, deal flow, and growth. And it is an exclusive group. Again, not anybody that wants to be a part of this mastermind just because you were either thinking about self-storage or maybe in one small one and you can write a check doesn't mean that you have an opportunity to be in the mastermind. because this is an elite group. This is the community that places high-caliber self-storage investors on the fast track to becoming visionary leaders that scale their business, build wealth, and give back. And those are the components that we strive for as a business, in my own business, and that we also do our best to portray to those of you so that you can capture it's a portion of that vision. And many of you have not only done that, but are also setting the bar for us as well. And then again, that's an honor for me to be able to, once again, moderate and lead this incredible group. So we have an incredible group of owners and operators, developers, syndicators, capital partners, wholesalers, management companies, podcasters and influencers in the industry, lifestyle crafters, fitness champions, cancer warriors and victors, missionaries, and at the end of the day, a group of self-storage rock stars. And it is so cool to see how many of you that are embodying all of this. And as we continue to grow the mastermind, not necessarily in numbers, but in value, I think that's why we've seen each and every time. And I'd like to think that I'm still a very good consumer of our own products. I'm a part of another mastermind. I used to also co-lead another mastermind. I visited others. And I take more notes at this mastermind, our own, than I do in any other time that I've been into any other mastermind. And that just speaks, again, to the caliber of the folks that are in this room that are givers. And getting counsel, that has also been a big piece. You know, one of the reasons why we started this mastermind was also a little bit self-serving for myself. Most of us are solopreneurs starting out, even as we grow our businesses, we still don't have, you know, a wide array or a C-suite, CEO, a COO, a CIO, where you can go and have deep conversations with folks that are masters in each one of those categories. When we start out, we're wearing all those hats, and we're outsourcing, we're paying for some of those, and it may not be the best in the industry. But we have an opportunity to, once again, to lean on the collective intelligence of everybody here in this room and their teams and what they found, and by bringing some of these folks in to give us counsel, because by wise counsel, that is how we grow, and that is our responsibility. So this is what we stand for. First of all, for our parts, everybody at the back table, including myself, we're here for you. What good is it to belong to a community if you can't get the assistance that you need to grow and scale your business, if that's what we put on our website and that's what we put in our mission statement? So we say it and we mean it. We are walking the talk. We are here for you. If you need a connection for something, whatever that is, we'll find it for you. If you need an answer, if we don't have it, we will find that for you. If there is no answer for it, then it looks like it might be an opportunity in the marketplace to create one and then be able to monetize that. So we are here for you no matter what. We will connect you. We will keep you accountable. Accountability is a big piece of what we do here. And we push that, but we can only push accountability. We can only be accountable to you and push accountability so much before the rest of you, you need to make that decision to take it on your own. And whether that's finding another person in the room to keep you accountable, or whether that is making sure that you are telling Cheryl the truth when you put something up on your slide and talk about it from the front of the room as to what you're going to do the next quarter. Either way, we will do our best to come alongside of you or connect you with somebody to keep you accountable. We believe in competitive giving, and that is how we not only grow as individuals, but also how we make a dent in the world. And it's really cool to see so many people that are coming alongside of us and capturing that and doing some really cool things on your own. And we commit to living life abundantly. Yesterday was a piece of that. And also, it's really also love to see what you guys are doing. When I'm taking a look at the few times that I take a break and look at Facebook to see what the flock is doing, what the tribe is doing. You guys are doing some incredible things. And another thing that I see that warms my heart is I see life balance. And I know that's a part of the reason or one of the reasons that people put posts out there is to kind of show what they're doing and where they're at. But at the same time, you can't put those posts out there, those pictures, if you're not doing it. So it's just cool to see that you guys are doing these things with your families and how self-storage has provided that opportunity for you to be able to do so. And we as a group are making an impact and going down to Ensenada, Mexico, and building houses and giving those away to deserving families and ending generational poverty one family at a time. And for many of you that have been on these trips, everybody has a different experience. Not everybody has a life-changing experience. I think you're going to be changed one way or another, especially when you recognize and realize that we are the one percenters. Don't forget that. And if you didn't know that already, if that's something new to you, then if you need to see it, if you want to see it, we'll take you there. We'll show you what it looks like. So for our guests and anybody that's new here, we pay for these trips. We pay for the house. All you need to do is pay for your airfare or drive to San Diego, meet us at the airport, and we will take you on what could be a life-changing trip. And not just for the folks and the family, but for yourself.
Oh, it didn't get bigger. Dang.
I don't know what happened there. A little lag time in the... So Richie, I don't know if you can do anything on the fly. You may want to check some of the others before they come up, perhaps, but we'll see. Regardless, yeah, that truly is us, proof that we did build another house. We'll blow it up later. But this was kind of cool because we had... Is anybody an off-road racing fan by chance? Well, we go to Ensenada, Mexico. This is where the Baja 500 and the Baja 1000 start in Ensenada, Mexico. So long story short, we're doing our best to come alongside of YWAM and Homes of Hope to gain more exposure, more dollars, and more teams to come down and build more houses. And so we thought, well, what better place than to go to the people that have money and that are down there, and which are the rich race teams that go down there, not rich, but race teams that have money, and to go down there and see if they have an interest in making an impact in the city that has given back so much to them over the years. So as we were chatting about this, I said, well, let's start at the top. And so I reached out to Ivan the Iron Man Stewart, who has won more Baja 500, 7 titles in the 500 and 1,000, 84 wins, the most decorated Baja driver of all time, and race car driver, period. He is the real deal. He's 80 years old now, and so that's probably the reason why he took my call. I reached out to him by way of Facebook, and I said, hey, Ivan, this is what we do. We build houses here. I would love to give you a gift for all the things that you have done and given back to the racing community and for your fans. We would love to have you come alongside of us and build a house. You, your family, any of your racing partners that you want to bring along, we'll pay for the house. We'll pay for everything they just need to get to. And some of them live down there. I said, all you need to do is get down to Ensenada or get to the San Diego airport, and we'll take care of the rest. So I put that out there on Facebook, and the next day his assistant called me back, and she said, Ivan's in. I got a call set up for you on Thursday to talk to him. And so in a few days, I got an opportunity, and for the guests and maybe some of you that have forgotten, I'm a huge racing fan. I mean, that's all forms, all sorts. So to be on the phone with Ivan Stewart was pretty incredible. And I got a cell phone number too, which is also pretty cool. But chatted with him about coming down, and he said, I'd love to. He said, I've donated in the past. I've given, we've given money away and started a school down at Ensenada. We've done some other things. He said, I'll reach out to some family members and some of my buddies in the racing teams. And I said, anybody can come, bring their spouses, girlfriends, significant others, kids down to the age of 6 or whatever. And he says, yeah, I think some of them may want to bring their wives. And if they don't want to bring their wives, they can bring their girlfriends. To typical racing community. So they came down, and it was just a cool experience. He brought a racing team down, another racing team down with him, and some that used to be affiliated with him in the past. And they came in and trimmed the house out. And this is the first time ever that Gary Edmonds and I sat around on day 2 and just watched these guys knock the house out. We didn't have anything else to do. We were done before lunch. So again, for any of those that have been on these trips with us before, you know that that's quite a feat. So incredible stuff, just incredible stuff. So next trip is November 18th through the 21st. And for those that have gone on the November trip in the past, it's always the weekend before Thanksgiving. But we moved it, call it up or back, however you want to look at it, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, instead of the Friday to Monday this time. And that's because one of the missionaries and I are starting a Baja ministry. We're actually going to go out in the desert with a bunch of guys that used to be on drugs, maybe still struggling with drugs. And we're going to take them out in the desert and get real with them. And then we're going to go watch the race because it's going on at that time. We use our Rolodex to our advantage here in this room. And it's the relationships that we create in here and the business that we do with the folks in here and outside of this room by way of leveraging that and those relationships, which allow us to be able to scale. So invest in someone. For those that are presenting, I'll say it now, I'll say it again later, and I'll say it again before folks get up to the front of the room. There's some folks that are going to come up here and they're going to present, and they've got usually a give and an ask. The give is something that is very high caliber and is worth a lot to the folks that are in the room because everybody recognizes the value of the time of everybody in the room. They're also going to have an ask. And sometimes it is just, I need a connection or I need help with something similar. And there's some other questions in which somebody's hair's on fire and they got something going on in their life right now and they need their board of advisors to share their experiences as to if they've gone through this before, how they handled it, or a connection that they need. So we really need your eyes and ears up here and comment. And if it's maybe too personal for you to share or for that person, then just pull them aside afterwards. And grab them at the break, grab them at lunch, and say, hey, here's how I handle this, and here's how I can help, or I'm willing to walk through this with you, whatever that looks like. check your ego at the door. This is not the group for those who have been around for a little while. We track numbers. We keep stats. We know, and we've asked for your square footage and your units, and that's so that we can go out to our vendors and other folks and attract those folks into the room. Aside from that, this isn't a bragging contest. This isn't to see who's doing what, because it really doesn't matter at the end of the day in commercial. We buy and sell, so your assets under management, the number of units, doesn't mean anything to anybody else here in the room. So check your ego at the door. Everybody's here to learn. Everybody's here to share, period. So give, give, give. And this is a safe place, not only because you signed the non-disclosure agreement. That's not what that is for. That is just a check and balance. This is a safe place. And I know it may take a while for some of you that are new, if it's your first meeting or you just joined. That's what we created is a place, a room, an environment where you can bring those things that you can't share with your partner because it's a partner issue, or you can't share with your spouse because it's a spouse issue, or you can't share with your staff because you're getting ready to let them all go, or you're looking to change direction, whatever that looks like. This is a place where you can bring those questions to a group of folks that are either have gone through or probably will be going through the same things that you're going through. So be vulnerable. That's how you get answers to the questions that you have, and at least help somebody to navigate through it because they've gone through it before themselves. So this is what keeps you on top. This is a community. This is an incredible community of folks because they adhere to the things that I just stated that we stand for. And it's about capital and about the deal flow, and that's what sets us apart, and then the accountability. It's not just here to show up and maybe talk about it or make some light commitments before the next quarter's meeting. It's here to be accountable to the big things that you bring here because you're bringing big things here, period. And the partnerships. The partnerships that have been created in this room has been, one of the most gratifying to see when everybody's doing business together, because it works. That's what we designed this for. And it is about the journey. And I'm thankful for the folks that have been in this room for 7, 8, 9 years and that are doing life and business together and going on vacations together and doing office visits together, because that's the way it should be. And watching and sharing in their successes. Stephanie, who's been looking at anything and everything and has done an incredible job at all facets of the business, but now launching into a development. As we said before, this is a room that does some pretty bold things, and not that buying a piece of land and developing is a huge bold thing, but for Stephanie, it is a little bit, as well as at a time in which there's not a whole lot of development going on. So we applaud her for her next project and can't wait to hear about that. Tim and Scott and Alan doing business together. Tim Fedorson, for those that are new here or our guests, Tim is one of our contractors, our GCs, and done a lot of work with the folks in the room here as well. And by the way, because he's not presenting, I'm just going to right now point out that how thankful I am and glad that Mr. Scott Emmerich is back in the room after a long health journey. So, Scott, glad to have you back, my friend. Also, Willie Main, again, we are go-givers, not only in this room, but also, again, making a dent in the world in different places. And Willie talked about his water tank project in Kenya, Africa. And do we have the video? No, we don't have the video. We will have a video that we'll share because it's pretty incredible. So I promise that we'll share that later. But Willie's doing some fantastic things as well, and just cool to see. And we'll show you exactly what that looks like at firsthand. I promise you do not want to miss that. And then always we're wondering where Fernando is. he's spending some time in Madrid. I also found Keith's twin on his journey. Can we play that video? Did that one come through? Yes, no, maybe. Can we play that video? It's on the slide. Oh, to answer my question. Or is that the water fight that he was talking about? Well, that was fantastic. So... And, of course, the things that we do together, by going out on the four-wheelers, going deep-sea fishing, as well as diving with sharks, which was incredible, and then just having an incredible time. First time I was able to have a big bonfire on the beach. I know it's not a big deal, but thanks, Cheryl, for making that happen at our first meeting of the year. And then look at that. Isn't that cool? What a sight. We got to do that. That's fun. And then going and learning about bourbon, America's liquor. And when we were in Louisville, what an incredible time. That was just a great event. And then going to Napa. And so, again, for our guests and folks that are new here, it's not all about the alcohol, I promise. But we did enjoy, after a long, a 3-year wait, to be able to truly be able to get back to California and go enjoy everything that Napa has to offer, and then to have an incredible wine and dinner experience in a wine cave. So again, thanks to Cheryl for making that happen. And for those that were in the room that night, that was just kind of a cool night. That was kind of a magical night. That was just a lot of fun. To then going through and doing a rope course activities yesterday. I'm sorry that I couldn't attend that. Not sorry that I couldn't attend that. And then whitewater rafting. And, you know, the guide said, okay, everybody, you need to paddle together. And if you miss a stroke, then just keep your paddle up and don't worry. But I missed that part. But then I also trying to hold it all together for my team who wasn't paddling and doing the right things. So that's the way I'll describe that. So, yep. I know there's always a different version because I got the clicker of the microphone, right, Joe? Yep. So again, doing business together is one thing. Doing business and life together at the same time is what we've created here, and it's been an awesome journey to be on this with you guys. So the time is now. As we're heading into, you know, this has really been the theme for this first quarter, but not a whole lot has really changed since January when we first met in Florida, and that is, you know, interest rates are still going up. Banks are still kind of in flux and saying no without saying no. That was one of the larger discussions that we had yesterday out by the water. And, you know, with rising costs of development, is it the time to develop? Well, you know, I can see, you can see that Stephanie feels that it is, and we're pretty bullish on that as well. And so I'm going to ask the question for you to write it down now and ask the question of you to ask of us throughout this the next 2 days. What is it that you need from us? And more specifically, if you're holding back, if there's something that is keeping you from is it time now, you know, what should I be doing? You know, where should I be investing? What should be my focus be? If you're really just having maybe challenges in clarity and casting the vision for your company for the balance of this year and then being able to communicate that to your staff, well, let us know what that is. We'll talk through it. We've got time to do it as a community, but also if that's a one-on-one where you think, I'm just lost, God. I don't know. Things aren't going so well over here. Things aren't going so well over here. You know, I need help with a plan. Then let us know. We'll see what we can do to help. We'll connect you, whatever that looks like right now. But tell us, what is the one thing that you need from us, whether that is help with the plan, the vision, or anything else specifically, especially if you're not presenting from the front of the room where you have the opportunity to ask everyone. So doesn't mean you don't get to ask the questions. That's what we're here for, and that's what you're here for. Because the team is getting stronger and improving. And so I would like to introduce all of you to, many of you met Ms. Anne-Marie DeCoster at the last event in Napa. But Anne-Marie, let's give her a round of applause standing in the back of the room. Anne is our new president, and not just over the mastermind, but all our affiliated companies. And as we are moving into, call it the next phase, I'm not so sure that it's that dramatic. But just recognizing that, you know, kind of three buckets that I operate out of, and that is one, the mastermind, two is the education company at large, the Self-Storage Academy, and all the resources and marketing and everything that goes into the education side of the business. And then obviously the investing side of the business, which truly that's two more buckets, you know, deal flow and capital. And I spend more of my time, you know, focusing on the capital, bringing in more capital partners. As you know, I've gone overseas and creating more of those relationships to bring in bigger dollars for more funds. You know, we've been preparing for this recession or the time that we're heading into for several years now, and now it's upon us, and we are moving at a pretty quick pace. And I can't keep making decisions, casting vision, and communicating vision, and then carrying all of that out in those four areas. And so we brought on Anne-Marie, who has a vast amount of experience in storage, 20 years. She's been an advocate of independent owners. Many of you have worked with her in the past at Tenant Inc. and Store Local. She started out as a Booz Allen and Hamilton war gamer for the Department of Defense. So she is battle-tested, which is what we need around here. Married with four grown sons, happy empty nesters, and she has a great golden retriever. I have met that golden retriever, and it is great. And Anne-Marie is great. It was a great acquisition, but just addition to our team. And we're looking forward to good things, and especially for myself, so that I can now have somebody where people can go and get answers to, because I am the biggest cog in the decisions and things that need to get done in our business. And so now having Anne-Marie in place to work with the rest of our team is going to be an incredible. We are looking for some good things for the rest of this year and forward after that. And then we have Mr. Keith Ginzer, who just about everybody in this room knows, who is our student advocate, accountability coach, strategist, 22 years in this field, 7 years with us, married, 3 kiddos in Cape Coral, Florida, and also a veteran of a Tough Mudder as well. And then we have Cheryl, who really needs no introduction. Very, very thankful to have her once again handling everything, anything and everything within the community, as well as these events. And also not only just handling these communities, but very, very successful in her own right in business and in real estate. We also have Catherine East. For those of you that are guests and again, new members, you want to get to know Catherine. She does all things in self-storage. She does many for us and some for others as well. She has expertise in management and operations. She assists us with the transition of our new projects as they come on board. And she has served many roles as an asset manager for ourselves and different organizations. And so she is a free spirit in the industry. She gets to work for many folks. We try to get as many hours away from everybody, all those other folks on our end as we can. And she also teaches the underwriting course for our folks that are coming through our academy, or for anybody else that wants a refresher or just another view, another vantage point on how people underwrite deals. We can never have too many deal point or touch points of people that are underwriting specialists because we continue to look at things differently. The market changes. Our lenders are looking at things differently. Our private equity partners are challenging us to look at things in new ways, which means that we need to basically dismantle stuff and put it back together again. So lean on the folks in this room, including Catherine, to do that. Most of you know just about everything about me. If you've seen it before, those numbers have gone up just a little bit. That's really about it. Thankful to be here. And once again, it's just an honor to be able to serve you and to moderate the mastermind. We also have Mr. Richie Denmark, who's our videographer, and Key Grip. Everybody see Key Grip at the end of a movie? You know, you always wonder, who's a Key Grip? What's a Key Grip do? Now you get to go touch one if you'd like. Just ask for permission first. 19 years in the business, been working with us for, seven now. Makes custom videos. He's a cave diver and scuba diver. And yes, he takes his camera with him when he does that as well, and does a lot of documentaries and a lot of short stories for different companies and branding. And just does some incredible stuff with the camera and the stories that he creates. All right. The Wi-Fi password is play Keystone. Cell phones and computers on mute. Please, once again, to be respectful of the folks that are in the front of the room. All content is copyrighted. You've signed the NDA in the video release forms. And a reminder, for those that are sharing from the front of the room and they are asking a question, this is not a place for advice. It's a reminder for the rest of you, for our members, our new members and our guests. Well, here's what I think you should do. No, it's... I've gone through this before, and here's what I did, and it turned out great. Here's what I did before, and here's what happened to me when I went through this before, and here's what I did, and it turned out really, really bad. So maybe somebody else can share something with you. Whatever that looks like, it is experience sharing. And also, I get it. I know business has to go on, but really, guys and gals, if you unless you've got a closing that's going awry or a family emergency, you really need to be in the room. That's what these people are standing in the front of the room for. They need to hear from you. They want to hear from you. So tomorrow, we're going to have a walkthrough and a launch of, call it a relaunch of the portal or a launch of the new portal and the resources. Cheryl and the team have really beefed up what is in the portal. How many of you have been in the new portal since the link has been sent out? Wendell has, a handful of folks here. Okay, so unless you're telepathic, then you haven't been in the new one. But for those of you that raise your hand in the old one, fantastic. So Cheryl is sending out the link to the new portal, and then we're going to go through that a little bit tomorrow. It's not a tutorial. It's just to make you aware of all the things that we've added in the resources so that you can see what is there, and obviously that's what's going in here as well. Oh, it looks like my agenda may not have made it as well. I know that's partial. Our agenda for today, we have a good friend of mine, Jacob Vanderslice with Van West Partners, based out of Denver here, growing multiple funds in self-storage. He and I met at another mastermind. And had him on a podcast, and he said, you know, Scott, you do this thing really good with podcasts and marketing and getting your name out there. I see your name everywhere, and, you know, what have you done? And so I shared a couple things with him, and then he just took off, and then has gone, you know, 10x it, and now massive following, massive influencer in self-storage and filling up funds really quickly. And so he's going to come up and talk about the state of the market, talk about deals that they're looking at, some things that they pass on and why, things that they're adding into their fund. And he'll share a little bit about his plans going forward, but keep some of that close to the vest because we're all friendly competitors, but competitors nonetheless. Tim Kaine's going to come up after that and present. We've got Ann Minow's going to talk about the state of lending right now. Lunch at 12:30. Hot seats after that. We will adjourn at 5 o'clock, so we've got a little sooner stop than normal. We've got a break, however, because there's going to be a lot of things that are going to be shared today, I imagine, that are going to want to be shared before we hop on a shuttle. So you have to be out front in the lobby to catch the shuttle. We're going to the Summit House, and we're going to ride a gondola, not on the water like in Venice, but a gondola that goes up to the ski mountain. And we're going to go up to the Summit House. And so just like it says, it's at the summit, and we're going to have dinner on the top of the mountain. Thank you, Cheryl, once again. So cool place. I'm looking forward to it. And as always, being able to break bread and hang out with you guys after an incredible day is going to be a ton of fun. So day two. And by the way, both these links are emailed to you so that you can go through and pull it up on your phone, pull it up on laptop so that you can follow along. We're going to have our prayer at 7:30. We're going to meet out on the deck right out here, unless it is raining, and then we'll just come inside somewhere close to that. Pray for all of you and the success of everybody's business for the rest of the year. We'll talk about ahas from today. This is tomorrow. 9:15, we'll have more presentations and hot seats, and then we have Travis Smith, who's the CEO of TribeVest. And so how many of you are familiar with TribeVest, using TribeVest right now for raising capital? Okay, James, you're the only one. So they've got an incredible platform for raising capital and building a tribe so that you don't have to go out. It's kind of a blending of what Realty Mogul does in terms of crowdfunding versus syndications. But now they got a new product that they just launched, which is really cool. And I reached out to Evan because we've been waiting for it. But I said, hey, would you come to the mastermind and present this as well? And so very fortunate that Travis is coming in. And also the fact that we're attracting folks like this, platforms and companies like TribeVest to be able to come to the mastermind. Lunch is at 12:15. We'll have more hot seats and breakouts at 1:15 and 2:30. No, I take that back. So the breakout sessions, we're going to have our breakout sessions at 1:15, more hot seats at 2:30. We're going to have a live podcast interview at 4:15. Then we're going to do the open forum again, have our best presentation and awards, and then adjourn at 5 o'clock tomorrow. So best presentation for those of you, reminder for those that are in the room, for our members and our guests, this is the presentation you're going to vote for that had the most impact on you, that maybe you can bring into your business, things that, you know, an aha or life-changing, if there's such a thing in the room, which sometimes it is. You're going to vote on the notepad, the person that presented that, or persons. And our trusted partners, unfortunately, are not available. So sorry, Jake, sorry, Ann, sorry, Travis, you're not available to participate in the award. We will pass all of your votes over to Keith. He will tally them up. And the person who wins or persons will get a one-night stay at the Hilton Lake Las Vegas Resort and Spa, which is the location of our Q4 Mastermind in Las Vegas. So, presentation essentials. Probably a moot point to go over this because all of you that are presenting already have them turned into Keith, correct? Yes, that's what I thought. Give it an ask. Give each partner, each presenter your full attention and accountability. What are you going to achieve before our next meeting has to be a piece of this? And if you don't, then the rest of us are going to ask you, what is it, the next step or steps, or is this going to be solved or resolved by the next meeting? And then we expect an update. So the beginning of your presentation will start with that as well. All right. So with that, gang, 8 minutes to spare. How do you like them, Apple?
Hey, gang, wait, three things before you leave. First, don't forget to follow the Self Storage Podcast and turn on your notification so you never miss another episode. And while you're there, please leave us a 5-star review if you like the show. Second, be sure to share your favorite episodes and more via Instagram. And don't forget to tag us. And lastly, head to the links in the show description and hit follow on Twitter and Facebook to get a front row seat as we grow and scale our business and bring you along with us.